From time to time, we are reminded of the power of humane mass movements, and in July, we beheld that potential in Puerto Rico. For over 10 days, the streets of San Juan became rivers of human beings, demanding the resignation of Governor Ricardo Rosselló. The island's governor had indicated a desire to stick it out, but crowds of 500,000 or more occupied the streets day and night, chanting and singing, dancing and drumming on anything that could be found, revving motorcycles outside the governor's mansion, chanting, "Ricky renuncia." They breathed tear gas and maintained peaceful protests, even as police violence escalated over 2 weeks, with the police commissioner explicitly threatening bloodshed. Still, Rosselló gave in, and he leaves office on August 2nd. What was the tipping point? Was it the release of hundreds of pages of text messages between Rosselló and government aides, the crude language, demeaning comments about women and homosexuals, jokes about shooting the mayor of San Juan? Was it the jokes about neglected bodies of Hurricane Maria victims? 500,000 people do not fill the streets over tasteless jokes. Rosselló lost his legitimacy to govern the island, but there is broad revulsion over Puerto Rico's governance, historically, years of poor fiscal management and outright corruption by representatives, and colonial plunder by capital, revulsion over a debt crisis that led to austerity, and the imposition by our Congress of an unelected financial oversight board, tightening the noose, putting a humane and just society further out of reach. Government faces come and go, but in the ziggurat or the pyramid of global power, governments do not sit at the very top. At the powerful top sits a coterie of financial institutions and corporate behemoths that bestride the earth. To the extent the news finds it easier to tell stories about governments rather than global capital, journalism is tamed, and so are the political parties that dominate representative democracies. This week's reminder from Puerto Rico, at a time when the news presents so much sorrow and outrage around the world, is that people can, with courage and purpose, peacefully intervene when institutions fail. What many of us miss, however, is that that isn't the end of the story. Switching an executive out here or a legislator there doesn't change the architecture. Order may resume as people climb back down the tower, but they need to keep watch and have those drums handy. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.